Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
And welcome again to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast, coming to you today from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. We very lovingly refer to our county here in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania as Delco. And today we're also welcoming spring with the first really good spring day in Delco, the day after the solar eclipse. So you can tell we're now in April, and it is an April day today. We're celebrating spring and fitness today with a good neighbor business from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Let me bring to the stage our guest today, businesswoman and fitness trainer, Aubrey Rheinmiller. Welcome to the program, Aubrey.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming today and celebrating spring with us today. It is a part of spring, I think, because all of us are looking at our shape and fitness ready for summer, for summertime activities, and also for, you know, walking around in our shirts and our bathing suits and going to the beach. And so I have to think, from a fitness trainer perspective, you're getting calls from people who said, I should have started this 2 months ago. When can we get started? Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thing about it is, I work mainly with women over 55. And so I think that even more so than, of course, they want to look good and they want to feel good in their body and they want to wear the cute shirts and tank tops and nice summer dresses, but they really just want to feel healthier in general. They want their health has like become a really big priority for them as they age. And they really want to feel healthier, stronger, and more fit in general, no matter the season.
Well, I'm sure. And women and men, you know, over 55, we're always realizing it doesn't come off as easily. And
yes.
And we're even more self-conscious when we're in groups of the opposite sex. So it kind of makes sense that your particular practice, your fitness training practice, would be dedicated. You know, a woman knows other women well and can lead them towards success because kind of a been there, done that. You're keeping yourself in fit shape, I would imagine, being a trainer, doing all this work on a daily basis. Tell me, are the women that are coming to you typically women that have tried fitness training before, or are they finally kind of laying it down and saying, I'm going to change my life now, and this is the new beginning?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a combination. I do work with absolute beginners, people who have never particularly exercised before. You know, maybe they did step aerobics back in the day, or maybe they were on some college team or something, but haven't really been active for many, many years, and they want to feel healthier and feel stronger in their bodies. But I also do work with people who have been regular in fitness, but just want an extra push. They want that motivation. The biggest struggle that I hear from women is that, you know, it's hard to stay motivated. It's hard for anyone, right? So it's great to have the motivation of not only myself, but also when you're working out in one of my fitness groups, that you have the motivation of other women, similar age, similar goals, to keep you going.
Sure. Well, Aubrey, would you say then that the women that are reaching out to your business, recognizing your specialty is women after 55, are they reaching out because they want to be in a group primarily? Like, I'm not going to be able to do this unless there's other women around and we're doing it as a team effort. Or are some of them reaching out saying, this is so new to me, I'd rather just do it with just you, Aubrey? And when you answer that question, could you let me know, is it happening locally, or are you on Zoom with these people as a kind of a private fitness coach?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do all of the following, right? So people reach out to me because they want to work with me and a group and other women their age. They don't want to work out with women 20-something, men all around. They want to, you know, feel comfortable with them, with the group that they're in. But there's also people that reach out to me that want to work privately, that want more of a personal approach. They're not interested in the group. They want the private attention. They want the one-on-one focus. They don't want to feel like they're pushed by someone else or whatnot. So, or have the pressure to kind of feel like they have to keep up with others. Some people love that and thrive in that and like love having other others' energy around them to kind of push them and motivate them. And then some people want that private, personal approach. And so I do offer both services in my fitness training. And I do so online on Zoom and in person in Middletown.
It sounds like you're doing a lot. We're talking today to Aubrey Rheinmiller, who is a fitness trainer. And we've just heard from Aubrey that both a fitness trainer to groups and to individuals, both in person and also by Zoom, specializing in women fitness, women of the ages that are after 55. And I just have to ask the question. They always say, you know, it's not kind to ask a woman's age. I won't ask you your age, but I have to say, what's your age on the upper end? Are you after 55? Is a lot of numbers there, Aubrey. How many women have been helping women that are after 65, after 75?
Yeah, so primarily the women that I work with are probably in their, I would say later 50s to early 70s, but I do have people in their 80s. I've had people in their 90s. I've had people all the way up to like 98 or so in the past. So I have worked with people of all ages, but I'd say that primarily the women that I work with are in their later 50s through kind of early 70s.
So in the earlier ages, I'm thinking that the idea of fitness is general in itself, stretching, and being able to feel fit, walk more. But in some cases, it's really like I'm starting off and I do need to lose weight. So there's really the strong cardiovascular kind of efforts, right, to lose weight. But mm-hmm. when you get up into ages where weight might not be the problem anymore, it's more like strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so a little bit. Yeah, my big focus with people is strength training because it can help to not only help to manage weight and body fat, but it can also really help to get rid of the kind of laundry list of aches and pains that may come along as we get older, right? So I hear that from a lot of people that, you know, oh, I have this shoulder or this knee or this hip or this thing that comes about, and adding in strength training can really help to provide support to your joints and build up muscle to help get rid of that laundry list of aches and pains. And then also, you know, kind of help you to feel stronger, feel more confident. People just, you know, they start out and they're like, well, maybe I'd like to lose this weight, but then they realize that they can now lift the dog food or hoist the dog in the back of the car without any trouble, or throw the bag of mulch into the cart at Lowe's and feel really good about it. So they start to notice that confidence in their body.
And I have to think too, that the ability to have a fitness coach come to you, but for you to be able to stay at your home, meaning being able to do it online, is kind of exciting because it's like an appointment. I have to show up. I've contracted with this fitness trainer to be my one-on-one coach or my group coach. I'm joining a class. And the excitement of being able to be in your own living room and pop open the laptop or put it on the big screen and then do your exercises and feel like you've accomplished investing in yourself that day already in fitness training or that evening is an important thing. We're learning a lot here today with a discussion with Aubrey Rheinmiller, who is the founder and the owner of Vitality Fitness and Wellness. And if you'd like to see Aubrey, you can not only see pictures of her and learn about her fitness training business that she has through her website, which is vitalityfitandwell.com, and that N in the middle before the word well. So it's vitalityfit, the letter N, and WELL.com is Aubrey Rheinmiller's website for Vitality Fitness and Wellness. But Aubrey, I think people will also be able to see you because when we were about ready to begin this program, I Googled you and I found you doing YouTube videos as well for fitness. Tell us a little bit about that and what your YouTube channel is.
Yeah, so I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. You can find me on all of those channels. On Facebook, you can find me in my free Facebook group, Thrive After 55 with Aubrey. But I post weekly, have exercise tip videos on there, giving you the idea of how to perform certain exercises correctly. I have little exercise snacks that I like to call them, that are like videos with three exercises that could just get a little bite of of movement throughout your day. And then some longer workouts in there, which are more like 45-minute strength training workouts that you can follow right along with myself or my team and get a full workout in.
If we want to find Aubrey Rhinemiller, and Rhinemiller is spelled as you might think, it's R-E-I-N-M-I-L-L-E-R, Aubrey with a B, Rhinemiller. Your video channel on YouTube is it Thrive After 55? Is that the name of the YouTube channel? Or is that, I'm trying to remember, what's it, Thrive TV or something like that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I know. We'll find
it. Anybody, I want to say Aubrey's channels are plentiful, as she mentioned, Facebook and the website. What's really important here, though, is the relationship. You can hear in Aubrey's voice, there's a calm kind of directive passion for what she does. And there's also purposeful goal of her doing what she does for you, bringing you into greater fitness and even just regular patterns of fitness, choosing to be fit every day. Aubrey, when you are coaching your clients, mm-hmm. I have to think you're coaching them internally as well as externally, meaning you're helping them with their understanding of their appearance of their body, and that hope is not only on the way, it's here. You're doing it daily. Look at it on a daily basis and expect progress if you commit to the program, right? That's part of what a fitness trainer is, to push.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, part of my job is to make sure that I truly believe in my clients and that I give them the confidence that, you know, they may be lacking at first, you know, help them to show them that they can do certain things and help them to get those small wins at first to help them feel more confident in their body, feel more confident in the process, feel like they can do this. And then progress and push them along the way.
Do you find, Aubrey, that people are coming to you and then suddenly they're bringing their friend into the class?
Oh, absolutely. Some
people might even say, well, look, I can get four friends. Why don't we do a private lesson and do it online, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, they feel really good about themselves. They feel really good about the process. They enjoy, the results that they're seeing, that they're feeling, how they're feeling healthier, how they're feeling more energy. And, you know, they want that for their friends and family too. So it happens all the time where people say, oh, can you, you know, work out with my sister? My friend wants to contact you. And I actually have, like, in person, I have that all the time because it's pretty easy, right? But I actually also have it online where I'm working with a friend who lives in Pennsylvania, but her friend lives in Texas and we're working together. And so it's a way that they can connect and stay, another thing that they can do together, even though they're so far away. Right. So that's kind of cool.
You're only one person. So you probably have some assistants helping you, some other fitness trainers as well that are part of your organization.
Yeah. So I have, I guess it's four other trainers that work with me to lead my online sessions. And so I actually have a trainer all the way up in Newfoundland, Canada, which is pretty crazy. And then I have one all the way across in Phoenix, Arizona, and then some in Pennsylvania. So it's pretty neat that we have different areas showing up as well.
All those areas, all those ladies thriving after 55. Mm-hmm. Aubrey Rhinemiller is our guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast. And Aubrey, as I like to recognize, businesses that are on a mission, for anyone that will accept the mission and join the mission, fitness in this case, you are a good neighbor business, Aubrey. You're helping your community become more and more fit. And that community is really farther than just Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Aubrey is a licensed physical therapist and a certified personal trainer. She's a senior fitness specialist, as we've heard, and a functional aging specialist. So this is really important for the well over 55 crowd, ladies. Aubrey has authored the Amazon bestseller, Reinvent Aging, the Over 50 Fitness Guide to Improve Energy, Strength, and Balance. And as we just heard, Aubrey and her team of personal trainers are available to you wherever you live in the country. And that's because of being able to do things online now. You might want to reach out, check out Aubrey's website. The business is Vitality Fitness and Wellness. And the website location that you can find Aubrey at is vitalityfitandwell.com. The letter N in the middle there, vitalityfitandwell.com. Aubrey Rhinemiller, You really are a good business neighbor in your community. Thank you for being a guest today here on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you so much, Bob. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.